With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Donald Trump has scored a record-setting win in the Iowa GOP caucuses, with his rivals languishing far behind.
This has been an incredible experience. The people have been, this is the third time we've won. But this is the biggest win.
Speaking at a campaign victory event last night, the former president said his rivals also did well.
I want to congratulate Ron and Nikki for having a good time together. We're all having a good time together. I think they both actually did very well. I really do. I think they both did very well.
Mr. Trump's victory sends a resounding message that the GOP's 2024 presidential nomination is his to lose at this point. He appears to be on track to smash the record for a contested Iowa Republican caucus. Frigid temperatures and blistering winds continue to disrupt air travel for a third straight day on Monday. FlightAware spokesperson Kathleen Bang says those freezing temperatures and negative wind chills are adding to the delays.
Trying to operate in those temperatures is just really difficult for ground crews, so it sort of slows everything down. It slows down your fueling, it slows down your bag loading, it slows down people getting to the airport.
Defense Secretary Austin has been released from Walter Reed National Military Medical Center.
Austin has been in the hospital for 2 weeks to treat complications from prostate cancer surgery. In a statement, the Pentagon says the cancer was treated early and his prognosis is excellent. This was all kept secret from senior Biden administration officials for weeks. A few days ago, President Biden was asked if he still has confidence in Austin.
I do.
The president answered yes when asked if it was a lapse in judgment. A review is underway. While Austin was at Walter Reed, the U.S. launched a series of military strikes late last week on the Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen. Austin will be working from home as he recovers. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Looks as though a battle over religious freedom is set to continue in Finland, Michael Harrington explains.
In a case that has attracted international attention, the government is trying to punish a Lutheran bishop and a Christian member of parliament for stating that homosexuality is contrary to the will of God. Two lower courts have unanimously ruled in favor of Bishop Johanna Pohjola and MP Pavi Rasinen. The government is now appealing the case to the Finnish Supreme Court. The two were accused of violating hate speech laws. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee lawmakers are debating whether to forego more than $1 billion in federal K-12 educational funding each year. The problem is that the money comes with federal requirements that state schools must promote the LGBT agenda. At least 20 states, including Tennessee, have approved a ban on boys competing against girls in sports. But the Biden administration plans to forbid such bans, calling them a violation of Title IX. This is SRN News. A volcano in southwestern Iceland has erupted for the second time in less than a month, sending lava snaking toward a nearby community.
Aerial footage captures the sound of flowing lava reaching the evacuated town of Grindavik. Scientists say the eruption appears to be dying down, but it's too soon to declare the danger over. Later on Monday, a second fissure opened near the edge of town, setting houses on fire. Nature photographer Jerome van Nieuwenhof says he's shocked the lava's reached this area.
That's Charles de la Desma reporting. Emergency vehicles rushed to the White House Monday only to learn it was all a fake 911 call. Fire engines and other emergency vehicles responded to a report the White House was on fire and a person was trapped inside the building. President Biden and family were at the Camp David retreat in Maryland at the time. More details at srnnews.com.